Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Jason Ahola about the National Beef Quality Audit after this.
When long-haul, high-risk cattle arrive, for many it's a march toward bovine respiratory disease. Bacteria are taking hold. The infection is starting. But don't worry yourself sick about BRD control. It's time for new prescription Zactran. In field trials, Zactran controlled BRD in most high-risk cattle for the 10-day study. Now your new arrivals can breathe easier, and so can you. Stop worrying about whether they're going to break. Ask your veterinarian about a real alternative for 10-day BRD control and treatment. Because it's critical, it's Zactran. For use in cattle only. Do not treat cattle within 35 days of slaughter. Because a discard time in milk has not been established, do not use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, or in calves to be processed for veal. The effects of Zactran on bovine reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. See our ad in Beef Magazine or call 888-MARY-01 for full prescribing information.
Dr. Jason Ahola is from Colorado State University, one of those that worked on the 2011 National Beef Quality Audit. He focused in on the producers that were surveyed, and he says very interesting answers came out of those that are BQA certified.
And, you know, you would think most producers are going to say, I do it because I make more money. But that was third on the list by a long shot. Only about a third of producers said that. Vast majority of producers said over 80-some, 90-some percent said, I do it because it's the right thing to do, and or I do it because I'm committed to continuous improvement. They recognize there's probably money on the table for them doing these things that they're not getting because our beef system is so diverse and large, but they are still saying it's important for us to do those things to assure the consumer, and maybe someday that money will trickle back more than it is today. But in the meantime, we'll continue doing that because we're committed.
The other thing I heard from your presentation today was the fact that animal well-being is a very high priority.
Yeah, we asked producers, what are the ways that you feel like you influence quality? One of the things they said was through animal health and vaccinations. But a higher thing on the list, the number one thing, was stockmanship and good animal handling skills. And so we've been talking about low-stress cattle handling for quite a long time in beef quality assurance and a variety of other areas. But actually, producers said, you know, the vast majority said, we know that this is a way that influences quality. And they basically clear acknowledging that they're making those changes. One of those pieces of evidence is we asked them, when you work cattle, what's your primary driving tool? How do you get the cattle through the chute? And 98% of them said it's not the hot shot.
It's something we probably need to do a better job of communicating to consumers about, right?
Yeah, that's a great point, because what we've realized is these producers, the vast majority of them, are doing things right and they're doing things good. But nobody really knows that they're doing things right and they're doing things good. So this is a chance for them to somehow, in this beef system, convey that information, whether it's documentation of it, telling the beef story, passing the information to the next sector, you know, incorporation of programs that documents this and markets it. Absolutely, they're speaking of money on the table. Producers are losing out because they're doing these things, but nobody knows. And if a producer does things wrong and they make the news, the average consumer lumps all of them together and says, look at everybody does it that way, when in fact that's just a small portion. So this is the chance moving forward for the producers doing things right to distinguish themselves from the ones who aren't.
Dr. Jason Ahola of Colorado State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, high quality seed, we will make you money. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms has a good supply of two of the varieties that have performed very well in Oklahoma the last couple of growing seasons. Shirley Farms has Duster and Endurance, both from the OSU Wheat Breeding Program. Call Joe or Ann Shirley at 1-800-638-9289, 1-800-638-9289, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com. Duster and Endurance seed wheat now available at Shirley Farms. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.